As President Obama and politicians on both sides of the aisle debate whether to intervene in Syria, the humanitarian crisis there continues to grow. More than 2 million Syrian refugees have now fled their home country into places like Jordan and Iraq, Turkey and Lebanon. More than half of those refugees are children. The camps are overcrowded. Aid groups are struggling to provide adequate food and medical care to those displaced by the fighting. Joining us now is Dr. Hammam Akbik. Dr. Akbik is a Syrian American who is working with refugees near the capital of Amman in Jordan. Dr. Akbik, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Thank you for hosting me.
Doctor, we had your wife Besma on the show yesterday from Cincinnati, so we wanted to get your perspective since you're there near Amman, Jordan. Can you describe conditions at the refugee camps that you've been working in?
Well, actually, our missions are a little bit different as we don't go to the camps. What we've noticed throughout the previous missions that we went through in Jordan, that most of the needs are outside the camps. The camps right now host about 165,000 displaced Syrians and being covered by about 7 to 9 medical units from various countries. The Jordan in as a country hosts close to 600,000 displaced Syrians that's outside the camp. So the need is outside the camp are way more than the need in the camp, and that's where our focus is.
So there has to be enormous stress then on the existing services that Jordanians use for their own health care, their own food. Those systems have to be very stretched now.
To the utmost limit. Jordan is not really a wealthy country, and people here are on average poor, and they can host to a limit. The food, the water, that's all scarce here. So it's very hard for the families to support themselves, not alone now, support extended families and displaced Syrians. So it's becoming quite a struggle for the locals and for the displaced Syrians.
And what does that mean for your services and what you're trying to provide to the Syrians?
It's becoming harder and harder because you have now more displaced people. You have more scattered. So it's much easier when you come to an area where a lot of displaced Syrians are there, so you can provide your services and move on. The problem now, you have hundreds here, hundreds there, and it's becoming harder and harder to get to them because they're getting more and more further away from major cities. So delivering aid is becoming much harder. And plus, all the big organizations that affiliate with the United Nations, they do not go after small groups. They want to go to an area where it's populated and focus on big groups. And that's the problem right now in Amman, that is no longer the case. So who is going to care for those people? Who is going to deliver the care? Who's going to deliver the medical care? Who's going to give them medication? Who's going to deliver baby formulas? That question remains to be answered. And we are trying to be one organization that trying to put some closure to this question.
And before we let you go, Dr. Hammam Akbik, there is a rapidly shifting political situation, of course, between the United States, Syria, and Russia. What are you hearing from the people that you talk to? It seems like a diplomatic settlement could potentially avert a threatened U.S. strike if this deal to have the international community take possession of chemical weapons goes through. Are people expressing relief or hope at that? What are you hearing?
This is here quite interesting because there is a complete lack of trust and belief in the United States credibility anymore. You can hardly believe anybody right now. You go and ask them and they believe in the United States. They said, unfortunately, Obama is not a man of his word. They think that the U.S. government is playing political games with their future. Every person here you talk to, really, nobody is really supporting the intervention unless if they want to know that it's going to put an end to this madness, it's going to put an end to this killing, it's going to put an end to this mass exits. But if it's only going to be to settle some scores between the U.S. and Russia, so now if they delivered the chemical weapons, so it's okay to kill with other weapons, but not okay to kill with chemical weapons, I am not sure what exactly the settlement is about right now.
That settlement is fluid, the potential settlement, and the situation is far from solved, but it is moving quickly. Dr. Hammam Akbik, we want to thank you for joining us from near Amman. Dr. Akbik is a Syrian American working with the National Arab Medical Association outside of Amman and around towns in Jordan helping Syrian refugees housed there. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.